Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and some moviegoers will notice extra security at theaters for the rest of the summer following two deadly movie theater attacks in the past month. The largest theater chain in the country, Regal Cinemas, has started doing bag checks. Joining us from New York is Brent Lang, senior film and media correspondent for Variety. Brent, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what is Regal saying about why they've decided to take this measure?
Well, not much. They've sort of quietly announced on their website, and they've begun to institute bag checks in certain locations. But they have said that while they recognize there might be some inconveniences with this new policy, the safety of their patrons is paramount, and they're going to move forward with this.
And certain locations, why would it be only in certain locations?
Well, at this point, I think it's on a location-by-location basis, but Regal has not said that. It just says that it sort of reserves the right to check bags, and it appears, at least based on reports, that some locations have started to check bags.
Is it likely that other chains will follow suit?
Well, right now, the only other chain that's really gone public with saying that they're going to change their policies is National Amusements, which has, for example, banned backpacks and screenings. Others like AMC do not appear to have instituted bag checks, or Cinemark or Carmike. But I think now that Regal has done it, the pressure is going to be on for other chains to change their policies and perhaps have some kind of bag checks.
And this, of course, comes after the deadly shooting in Colorado in 2012 that left 12 people dead, but also more recently, two people killed, as well as the gunman in a shooting in a showing of Trainwreck in Lafayette, Louisiana. That was just last month. And there's been another incident.
Well, there was another incident in Nashville in which an assailant who was wielding a hatchet and a pellet gun was gunned down by a SWAT team. We had these similar debates after the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, but we didn't really see a lot of changes in the way that movie theaters were safeguarding their patrons. Perhaps the fact that there were two attacks in as many weeks is amping up the pressure on these chains.
And we see in a survey that was done by the research group C4, nearly 50% of moviegoers said that they would pay more money in those ticket prices in order to add security.
Yes, although that survey is very interesting because nearly 50% said they would pay a dollar or more. But as you go up, how much more? If you go up to, for example, $3 or more, that number falls below 20%. So patrons are willing to pay a little bit extra, but not that much extra. And that's an issue because, for example, if you wanted to have metal detectors or armed guards, this could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars per location, and somebody has to pay for that.
You know, I went to see Trainwreck the other day, and in the middle of the movie, somebody opened up the door that was to the right of the screen just for a second and then closed it. And the first thing that I thought, and the people I was with, the first thing that we thought was, uh-oh, isn't this how the Aurora shooting happened? What is this going to do to the way that we experience movies in this country if you have this extra layer of security and you've got that in the back of your mind?
Well, that's something that they absolutely have to look at. You know, how are these people accessing this movie theater? Are they actually coming in through the front door? Would bag checks even have prevented some of these tragedies? In the case of Aurora, somebody propped open an exit door and went out and got an arsenal that they had in their car. So while these moves maybe, you know, are making certain people feel more secure, I think we really have to look and see, will this actually do something to keep people safe?
And how's the industry feeling about this generally?
Well, I think it was shocking. Everyone was shocked about Aurora. The number of people dead or injured, it was a horrible, horrific accident. And yet, you know, with time, people become complacent. And I think what happened after the Trainwreck shooting is there was a recognition again that we are vulnerable people in this society right now with the number of guns that are out there and the number of people who have disorders. You know, we are vulnerable, and that's just the reality that we're living with right now.
Brent, I have to ask you one more thing about this. For the majority of people who are not bringing weapons into movie theaters or trying to do anything nefarious, what about people who just are smuggling in some candy or popcorn or something like that, which is something that people do all the time in order to avoid paying these high prices at the movie theaters? Are these theater chains going to use bag checks as a way to really check for other things?
I'm sure that they will not allow you to sneak in candy if they can catch you doing it. But I think right now I'd be inclined to be generous and think that they really are instituting this policy because they are worried about the safety of their customers.
That's Brent Lang, a senior film and media reporter for Variety. And again, the news that Regal, the biggest chain of theaters in the country, has started doing bag checks at certain theaters. Brent, thank you.
Thanks for having me.